All right, now welcome once again to Football Republic Podcast, FPL, brought to you by the Republicans. And there has to be, we they always given things them, doings them, everything I supposed do, when I supposed know, before game week. And now, we don't come today, based on the matter I promised now last year, say, this year, now all action, 007, no dulling, we don't care, come. I don't go bring expert, seasoned FPL manager. He done they play this thing now for like over 10 years. Wow. This now man with Sabi. He's Sabi FPL weller. By the way, man, don't forget, first off, I get Dio inside the studio. But roll the drum. For surely. Shall I fall now?
I do, my brother. Good to be with you guys. Happy New Year.
Same to you, bro. Same to you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll start back sharply because time, no day. Game week 20. What will be your high points? Who will be your standout players? And who will be the players that will be, say, fall your hand?
Okay, let me start from those who fall my hand. Erling Haaland, number one. I'll be one of the people who fall into the trap of those who go triple captain now. Actually, I had doubts about the fixtures. Because... Manchester United and Tottenham no be fixtures we person suppose say in one bank on. With the form where Man U dey presently and the unpredictability of the derby. So that one happened like that. Actually, the guy has gone quietly under the radar. He don't clock up like a couple of minutes now, hours, if I may say, without scoring a goal. But nobody's talking about it because in Erling Haaland. I would have gone with Rashford because now the go-to guy be that for Manchester United. Funny enough, I actually win bets on top of him saying go score. Yeah. I know remember to carry out for my FPL to say go score. He did my team actually, but I know captain him. And as my vice captain, he has 10 points already and he still has a fixture to go against Crystal Palace. And we all know how Crystal Palace have been. The last couple of weeks. So they should say Ingo still in it this second time around. Haaland still gets another fixture, but that's against Tottenham. Anything can happen for that one. So yeah, that was my major letdown for the game week. As for players, we turn up. Obviously, Ramsdale. Ramsdale are my goalkeeper. I guess him and Pope, who done the keep clean sheet for Newcastle. But Ramsdale came back with 11 points, and that was massive. The usual suspects for Arsenal, Martinelli, Odegaard, Gabriel. I mean, they kept the clean sheet. So defenders have been popping up with huge points in the past couple of weeks. So if you've been monitoring the trends, you're going to see now either Newcastle or Arsenal, and then they bring in clean sheet points. The attacking threats no be like the start of the season where we get Cancelo, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Reece James is injured obviously, but those where they keep clean sheets now that then they bring points from the back. If you want to go with midfielders, of course you still have to stick with the regular corporate, talking about your Newcastles, your Arsenals, your maybe Man City, obviously, De Bruyne, if you can afford him, and then the informer, Rashford. As for strikers, now just the normal names we they go for, Erling Haaland and any other person you want to add. Basically, those are my major points from Game Week 20.
Okay, Shola, before I come to Dio, Shola, because me and my guys, we did talk about last week about the fact, say, RCB, Salah never performed so far this season. But Salah money still day high. Why? Why it be like that?
Baba, if you still get Salah for your team, we're supposed to check you out. I swear that.
Honestly, at this point, we think Salah don't do everybody.
But Shola, normally, Salah money not supposed to drop at least because normally, if player know they perform, in money they drop small. Salah won't even drop.
A couple of factors contribute to that. You need to check out the number of managers that have him in their team. Make I just run as we talk now. May I quickly check if I see that one. It depends on the number of managers we get them for their team. And if managers know Glisela, you know, some they be say, you know, Salana, even not because of Erling Haaland, we just joined. Salana, number one go-to player for FPL.
Sure,
like,
sure,
you don't,
sure,
you don't
sure.
Really deliver time and time and time again. So, managers, a lot of FPL managers will still get fit. You know, I'm saying they still won't get them. So, as I speak now, Salah is worth 12.8 million. He started the season at 13 million. So, he don't drop 0.2 million.
Mm-hmm.
He actually just dropped again. For game week 20, over 530,000 managers don't sell him. But he still has well over 3.3 million managers.
Are you kidding? Who are these managers?
He started the season with 4.8 million managers bringing him in. And that number grew to like 5.7 million as at game week 4. Before managers come begin to sell him. I mean, but even as they sell and reach, then they sell and then they buy and back, then they sell and they buy and back. So he still has a very, very huge number of managers who still get them. And taking the totality of FPL as a whole, about 29%, 29.1% of teams have Salah in them. So, I mean, that's a very, very huge number. As bad as it is, this guy don't get 100 points for FPL this season. So,
not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. But for Salah standard, though.
Yes, exactly. I mean.
And for the price, too.
Say, yeah, people would look, say, suppose don't give more than that. So, I guess that's the reason why. I mean, and if you look at the top performing midfielders right now for this season, is in number six, behind Odegaard, Almiron, De Bruyne, Saka, and Martinelli. And for someone that commands 12.8 million, you'll be expecting more. But then he's not too far behind, honestly. Odegaard will be number one right now, has 112 points total for this season. I said Salah has 100. Martinelli has 100. Saka has 100. De Bruyne has 101. So he's not really far behind. He just needs a couple of good fixtures. And don't forget, Liverpool as a whole have been struggling this season. So if they can come good, spring a couple of good results. I mean, their next couple of fixtures look really, really good. There's something called FDR in FPL. That's the fixture difficulty ratio. It ranks from 1 to 5, 5 being the hardest and 1 being the easiest. So their next couple of about 10 fixtures, if I'm correct, looks really, really good, ranks between 3 and below. So their next fixture is against Chelsea at home, ranks 3, which is like medium difficulty. And then they face Wolves, Everton, and then Newcastle. This one's rank 2 or below. So these are a couple of good fixtures that you can actually pick up points from. And like I said, Salah will always be Salah. He just needs a couple of good games and he's back up there. And one more thing is that for players like this that have a very, very large number of
managers,
teams that own them, you don't want to lose out on them, because the day this guy would have a point haul, like you probably scored maybe 3 goals and 2 assists, you won't want to lose miss out on it. So that's why most managers don't want to jump ship. That's just why.
Okay. My bringing Dio now. Dio, for the life of me, Haaland messed up last weekend. People when they talk, just like Shola been talk now, saying himself, myself, I be one of the culprit. But then again, you look Rashford.
Yeah.
And definitely, just like me and him have been they talk last week, him they give me the points of, say, Rashford definitely go come good. And Rashford come good. Even though saying missed chances, 2 big chances when he missed, but he come good. Now, going forward, is it believing in those players where they say, you know, say, go always deliver for you, especially for the big teams, when you know, say, okay, this team is built around Bukayo Saka, this team is built around Odegaard, this team is built around Rashford. So definitely go for those guys where we know the team is built around them.
It's just like Brighton here. If you look for the past how many weeks, their go-to man has been Sulemach. Sure you get. Every chance that they create, every direct passes, every true ball, everything that has to come with serious attacking credit has been Sulemach. The week before, he do assist, do two. Last week, he scored 2 goals. People are no longer talking about Trossard. Come back to Rashford here. If you are talking about Marcus Rashford, Olamide said it last year. People don't actually they chop Marcus Rashford Cruz even before the World Cup here. Do you get? He has been the just like Ten Hag said, he has been the anchor point of Man
United
for United attacking creativity. Do you get? So everything going forward, do you get? It has to do with Rashford. The start with him, they end with him. That's one. Then what he talks self do me in case of what they call him Alan. I brought in Rashford here. But the problem now, say, and he looks at Rashford, Alan, who may I give my captain ban? He gets. But I leave him with Alan. I mean, don't force me. 21 goals.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody see him coming. Even myself, I doubt him.
He gets. And the fact say, what did they call him? If you look at Man U defensively, you will look say Alan supposed to fit here this defense apart. He gets. But it shock everybody. Before then, like two or three game weeks now, Haaland has been giving people maximum points, maybe not like six.
You know, they give that vibe of goals.
Coming back to Salah, too, she get one of the reasons why people see they stay with Salah. And I say, I mean, for the past three, four seasons in the league, Salah has been the king of FPL. She get. But because of that consistency, we know day people don't know say you don't actually give a lot of points.
Yeah.
And you know, say Ugo is a very stubborn man when it comes to Salah.
No, you know, angry. Ugo no one even get. Know.
You know,
he
you know,
still held belt and say Salah will come good.
Do you get? So I think this for us to be careful here going forward in this FPL year. It's just like what you said. More we just stick with players who we know say anything that comes to attacking threat here.
Not them.
And for Manchester United, for now going forward, do you get? Is Rashford. And let me say not just Rashford. He they deliver.
Yeah, he give the goals.
Do you get? I mean, how many games back to back? How many games back to back now? We don't go like 8 games now where you don't score back to back. Do you get? So I mean, it's no brainer for you to kind of compromise and give your your captain armband to
Rashford.
To Rashford and bring him in your team.
But Shala, going to week 21 now, looking forward to week 21. What will be the things that we say managers supposed to look out for? Like the tips we say if you give them, especially for those where lose points for match week 20 when then carry like me now, Alan, they don't give me points.
Just like one of your guys in there said, the FPL season has been a very interesting one. So the season started with attacking wing backs, in quotes, delivering the goods and the obvious names. I mean, Salah didn't start the season this way and everybody jumped on Haaland and what have you. But now we are beginning to see what we call differentials bringing in points. He mentioned Solemach of Brighton. That's a very, very good differential. I think when this guy too settles down, probably is still having the butterflies from the World Cup win, he will also start bringing in points. Talking about McAllister, that's a very, very exciting team to watch. I jumped on the bandwagon for Bruno Guimaraes and Almiron quite early, and I still have him in my team. So I've been very, very lucky with that. Also, Kieran Trippier and a couple of other not too popular names, in quotes, that can give you points. So going into game of 21, what you should be looking out for the fixtures. I don't think we have any double game. It's not a double game week. You should be looking out for some certain fixtures.
The biggest match for game week 21 now, Arsenal Man U.
Chelsea Liverpool. Why you do like
Chelsea,
that?
Chelsea Liverpool said they do.
What's do?
It's Chelsea Liverpool, there's Arsenal Man U. These are tough matches. I probably wouldn't go near them except you have players already in your team. You should be looking at fixtures like the Leicester-Brighton game. Leicester have been conceding goals. They've been quite porous at the back. Brighton should be able to do quite well in that fixture. If you have a couple of Brighton assets, including their goalkeeper, Sanchez, those are players that can actually get you points. I'm looking at Newcastle away at Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace have also not been too convincing. That's also quite a very nice fixture. I'm looking at Leeds Brentford. Ivan Toney has been, quietly doing his thing under the radar. He's back now. I'm looking at Ben Mee, who is the defender there. I'm also thinking he would probably do. And also, don't let's forget what has been going on with Manchester City. They're at home to Wolves. And I think Pep Guardiola is going to demand for a reaction. And Wolves might just end up being spanked silly at the Etihad. So, yeah, that's all. And also, I mean, Arsenal, they're proving critics wrong. At home against Manchester United, that's going to be a very, very, very tasty one. If goals are going to be in that game, the obvious picks actually for Arsenal soon be beyond the likes of Odegaard, Martinelli, and co. And for Manchester United, you know it's going to be Rashford and the likes. So those are the fixtures that really, really stand out to me. But if you want to go for differentials, just like I've been mentioning, these are fixtures that you probably should be looking at. The likes of Brighton, Newcastle, Brentford. What this does is that whenever these players come back with, you know, huge points, it helps you because not so many managers have these players in their teams. So it automatically shoots you up the rankings because obviously nobody has these players.
Okay. Finally, Shola, before I let you go now, captain for the week, game week 21. Haaland don't fall our hand last week. Wait till we go do this week.
I'll still be sticking with Haaland. Going into game week 21, yeah, I've looked at the fixtures and trust me, I don't think any of the top teams has any easier fixture than Manchester City as it stands. They are hosting Wolves at home, like I said, and I trust Pep is going to demand for a reaction. So Manchester City at home to Wolves on Sunday looks a very, very, very good fixture. If Brentford was at home to Leeds, I probably would have said, okay, maybe. And also the fact that Brighton are also away at Leicester makes it a bit tricky. But that home crowd at the Etihad, they will definitely see a response.
Thank you so much, Shola. I really appreciate this, you coming on for this our podcast. And hopefully, I will get you more consistently. And by the way, in case the sponsor for our shirt for jerseys this season, starting this month, now this man, the CEO himself, surely, Naingo, they give us those shirts. So, in case you never know, just know now, more tips going to come from Shola day by day. And also, the chance for you to win our jerseys, courtesy of Shola for Inside the Football Republic podcast. Thank you very much, Shola. I salute you, sir. Okay, Dayo, before we wrap up now, mm-hmm. I come to you, I pick your own brain now. As mm-hmm. a consign, when you talk about, Shola been talk about, say, you will still stick with Haaland, mm-hmm. like it or not. Mm-hmm. But apart from Haaland, any other options from you?
I mean,
for the captain picks, basically.
The captain, I want to try. I would like to try something that I've never done in a while. Yeah, Jige, that's giving my captain band to differential, like someone like Solimach.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I want to try
Solimach, last week he scored goals.
But so the thing I see, Solimach don't step up. He scored goals last week. Yeah.
And
and he's out of he's having issue with the manager. Gigas, so before last week, Gigas, he has been that go-to man. If you don't make direct assist, he go get contribution to direct. But I mean, playing against Leicester City, everybody they pipe them right now. And I don't believe say Pesce won't start that kind of prolific, what was it called? To Brighton. I'm not sure say he will slow down anytime soon.
Okay.
Or the safe person to give your captain ban to right now, do you get it? Still Haaland. Just like he said, Mourinho will not be that kind of manager. We go lose back to back. Guardiola. You know, because we go lose back to back, lose, they go demand reaction from me, player. So Haaland is still that go to person.
Final word. Just one sentence.
Mm-hmm.
No more than one sentence.
Mm-hmm.
When Mudri go side the play, she made an important for their team.
So this is to everyone, yeah.
One sentence, Dayo.
Put my 100 million boy
in
your team.
Thank you very much, Dayo. You don't now one sentence I talk. You don't
put
waste time.
My 100 million boy in your team.
Everybody, thank you for watching. Next week we'll 100
million
come again
boy in your team.
On top of the matter of Football Republic Fantasy Premier League brought to you by the Republicans. 100 million. Remember, say you feed subscribe. Don't distract me, Nagai.
No, 100 million. I won't talk.
Remember, say you feed subscribe to our channel, YouTube, Football Republic NG. Also, all our social media. Make sure say you dey follow us on top of the matter. Remember, the goody for this month. You don't dey ready. You don't see Shola. Next week again, we'll come with another banger. Till then, I'll see again next time. Na bye, Gary. Na bye, Gary. Football Republic. Yeah, man. One, two, three.